inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, December the 7th, a day that will live in infamy. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Well, look, it's a simple fact of life. Markets weren't going to do much of anything today, even though they were waiting for the jobs report with sort of mixed anticipation. But everything is on hold till Tuesday, when we find out what the Fed is going to do. And once again today, it was a hodgepodge of people who think quarter point, half a point. Although today I didn't hear anybody talking about the full point move. I think that was just wishful thinking on someone's part. Anyway, Dow ended up 5 points. Actually, almost 5.5 points. Excuse me. At 13,625. NASDAQ off almost 3 points at 2,706. S&P 500 hanging by its fingernails at 1,504. It was off almost identical to NASDAQ. As we said, modest hiring came in today on the jobless numbers. It didn't really do much of anything. Everything, as we said, is on hold until we can figure out what the Fed is going to do on Tuesday. Gold in New York City closed down $6.90 to end the week at $795.10 the ounce. Silver off 10 cents at $14.39. Platinum off $7 at $1,460. Palladium flat at $3.50. Oil, well, there was tension yesterday in the Middle East, but today apparently there's no tension in the Middle East. Oil off $1.98 at $88.25. And we'll have more when we return.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoes. Touchdown.
Welcome back, my friends, for the flip side on a Friday. Excited about the fact that it's Friday. Not because it's Friday, but because tomorrow is Saturday, and it's the big Ron Paul event here in Phoenix, Arizona, and there's a whole contingent of on-air talent from Republic Broadcasting Network that is going to be in attendance. So, yeah, more than likely, hear a couple of live reports coming directly from the convention center tomorrow. And it'll be interesting to see how many people show up. The much-anticipated non-farm payrolls today, number came in to pretty much a ho-hum reception. They were expected at 70,000. They actually came in a little hotter at 94,000. When you break down the numbers, you'll find that the government employed a third of those people. Well, when they got to boost the numbers, they add in the government numbers. Unemployment rate was expected at 4.8. It came in at 4.7, which just simply means some people who are unemployed have just given up looking for a job. Hourly earnings rose, got Larry Kudlow beside himself, frothing at his mouth, saying Goldilocks is alive and well. Hourly earnings expected at 0.3, came in at 0.5. Average work week increased. No, it didn't. Didn't do anything. Well, that's good. Don't want them extending the work week. Next week, well, next week is a big kahuna. Anything could happen, and probably will. What could gold do next week? Well, gold could test 760, or gold could fly to 860. But pick your poison. It can go either way. I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. Some of the data besides the FOMC policy statement on Tuesday. Monday we get wholesale, pending home sales. That's always a fun number to lead up to the rate cut. Export and import prices, trade balances, and treasury budget comes out on Wednesday. Retail sales, producer price index, initial jobless claims, business inventories on Thursdays, and the consumer price index, industrial production and capacity utilization on Friday. So there's a whole slew of numbers coming out next week that are going to dictate where this thing is going. As I said, I have no idea. Could go anywhere. Who knows? We are dealing with, obviously, the continuing debate about this proposed Bush bailout of the subprime mess. A lot of people out there are not saying good things about the subprime mess. Morgan Stanley issued a statement today, said there is a substantial risk that U.S. home prices will slide for the next 3 years or more in a downturn that could be unlike anything seen before on a national level. Price levels of the RPX index, a derivative index based on home prices in 25 U.S. metropolitan residential property markets, indicate an expectation that prices will decline for the next 3 years, with recovery likely to occur between 3 and 4 years from now, Morgan Stanley said. The property derivatives market seems to be suggesting that we are in a very different environment. On the heels of market events that could force a housing recession like none ever imagined or experienced. The fundamental argument for going long housing is that the history has never seen such extended periods of house price declines, Morgan Stanley said. We think that such arguments have limited credibility because of limited periods of data and over-reliance on analysts using national-level data. While home prices declined for 3 years or longer have not occurred in recent years on a national level, regional data demonstrates that unusual price increases often lead to sustained corrections, the report said. Morgan Stanley used data from the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight going back to 1979, which showed that home prices did not post yearly declines on a national basis between 1979 and 2006. 1979? That's when I arrived in America. Jimmy Carter was president. John Lennon got shot in New York City. And the price of gold was ready to soar above $800. My, how time flies. It's a lack of historical downturns which investors are using to argue that things could not be as bad as the market implies, according to the statement by Morgan Stanley. Data from individual metropolitan areas, however, show that regional housing downturns occurred in around 11% of the years analyzed, and the average negative streak lasted 1.5 years, the bank said. In 53 episodes of downturns in local markets, 7 lasted for 3 years or more, which does not appear to be such a small frequency to us, Morgan Stanley said. Is it any wonder we had panic by the people in power? But look who created this problem in the first place. I mean, think back to this. What caused this insanity to erupt? Well, it was the desire of some, you see, the unintended consequences of great intentions, if you will. People wanted more people on the lower socioeconomic scale to actually achieve the American dream. And apparently, to a lot of people, the American dream was home ownership. And it is, in large part, and home ownership should be encouraged, as opposed to renters. And it's just based on this concept that once you own a home, you have now a personal responsibility to maintain that home, keep it in good standing. Obviously, by taking good care of it, you increase its value. But this is where we went kind of wonky, because obviously the lower socioeconomic folks we're talking about, by and large, are immigrants from south of the border and blacks. And I don't want to turn this into a black-white issue in any way, shape, or form, but by and large, when we look at the default rates on mortgages predominantly are by minorities. And who started this whole thing going was none other than the Clinton administration. I can blame the Bush administration for a lot of things, but it was the Clinton administration that was pandering to the black vote. Hence, Bill Clinton became America's first black president. And so it was the Clinton administration that initially started to deconstruct how people apply for mortgages. In other words, there were stringent rules and regulations pertaining to people who could buy houses. You had to verify income, you had to verify employment, you had to meet a certain credit score. And with the development of exotic instruments, such as collateralized debt obligations, as the standards were lowered, these risky mortgages, and well known to Wall Street that they were risky just because of the history of defaults, you know, like in car loans and such, you ended up with this hodgepodge of investment vehicles that were thrown together in these generic collateralized debt obligations, where it mixed the good with the bad. And this is why we have all these Waldos right now. In other words, you've got countries as far away as Alaska and China and wherever, where these collateralized debt obligations are showing up. Because it is long gone that the guy that lent you money to finance your house was your local bank down the street. And if you ran into a problem, maybe you had a tough month or something and you couldn't pay, you could actually go and speak to your lender. Could actually drive down to the bank. Well, with these collateralized debt obligations, these exotics that were created by the whiz kids on Wall Street, and the reason why they can't figure out what the values are is because the guy now that's holding your mortgage is probably in Bangladesh. And so in order to speak to your lender, you have to figure out who it is. We don't know who it is. It could be anybody. And this is where all this problem arose from. But now, once again, the unintended consequences of good intentions. This bailout that has been engineered by this administration is only going to exacerbate the situation tenfold. And we got one waiting right in the wings to follow it. Yeah, it's crazy world. We'll take a break and be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Coming up bottom of the hour, a special guest going to be joining us on behalf of myself and the listeners to the flip side. Going to give a big kudo and a thank you to Reverend Ted Pike. We can celebrate a victory. Well, kind of, sort of. But thanks to the efforts of Reverend Ted Pike, the hate crimes bill will have to resurrect itself and appear another time. But let's look at what is obviously the other... I don't really want to put out bad news on a Friday, but whatever. Because a lot of folks out there are going to go out shopping this weekend. Well, this year nobody's using the equity in their homes. Why? Because there's no equity left in the homes. So the next best thing is a credit card. We still got plastic. And once again, this is a ripple effect of the subprime crisis. Now, these are the same banks, by the way, that gave you those wonderful teaser rates. But they did the same thing with credit cards. I used to get these offers in the mail all the time. 0% interest and all that kind of good stuff for whatever, 6 months, a year. And at one point in time, I used to change cards every year, and somebody told me that wasn't a good thing because as soon as these rates went, I changed to another credit card. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But when the going gets tough, the banks get even tougher. Already being battered for pushing subprime mortgages on ill-equipped customers, America's lenders are facing increasing flak over their uncompromising attitude to credit card debtors. Yes. It seems as though the banks now will use any excuse to ratchet up your interest rate on your credit cards to 25%, and you don't have to do much for them to do that. Take, for example, Chicago native Marvin Witherspoon. For the last 26 years, he's held a steady job at the Windy City's main conference center, McCormick Place. He's a member of a union. He is a supervisor in the center's linen department. I'm responsible for all the linen in America's biggest convention center, he says. And I've tried to be equally responsible in paying my bills, but that doesn't seem to matter to Bank of America. Witherspoon consolidated $12,000 of bills into one amount in 2000 in the hope of reducing his aggregate repayments, but instead, he says, Bank of America has raised his interest rate to 25% and has doubled his minimum payment. You'd think I've been a bad customer the way they treat me, he says, but I'm not. I pay my bills every month by automatic deduction. A Michigan nurse, Janet Hard, delivered a similar tale to a Senate subcommittee this week. She has held a Discover card for years. In 2006, all of a sudden, her interest rate shot up from 18% to 24%. Over 12 months, she paid $2,400 more than a quarter of her debt of $8,300. But only $1,900 went towards reducing her borrowing, while the rest was eaten up by interest. The reason for Mrs. Hard's hike? Because her FICO score measured poorly. And apparently that's something to do with signing up for a store card to get a discount on a purchase. She was shocked to discover that they can use any. You can be late on a utility bill. Now think about this. If you're late paying a utility bill, it gives the banks the right to increase your interest rate and double your minimum payment. So now people are segueing from overextended credit in the subprime mess to credit cards. And with credit card debt, if you think subprime, I don't know what the president's going to do. I mean, I guess he'll have to come out with some freeze or interest that banks can charge on you if that chance of that happening. But, yeah, you what can I say? This is bigger than the real estate. And some people are, can't be bigger. It's just credit cards. It's $7 trillion. Everybody, you don't find nobody who doesn't use a credit. People buy 50 cents sodas using credit cards. Anyway, hopefully when we return, we'll give a big kudos. Ted Fife.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I've been trying to get down.
welcome back, my friends. Well, we were hoping to have Reverend Ted Pike. I spoke with him earlier today, and he was going for a doctor's appointment, and he felt that he would be back in time, but maybe, obviously, he didn't get back in time. I just wanted to give him kudos, prove a point that one man can make a difference. As you know, Reverend Ted Pike has been a one-man show in getting people to realize about hate crimes legislation that they were trying to sneak into the Defense Appropriations Bill. But thanks to you all out there that heeded the call of Reverend Ted Pike and did your best to either write a letter or fax or make a phone call to your representatives to tell them that we were in on their scam, it worked. But it's not gone. Trust me on this one. Nancy Pelosi announced, although she withdrew it from the Defense Appropriations Bill, she is now considering to put it up as standalone legislation. Now, that should be interesting to see who capitulates to the doctrine of cultural Marxism and makes it a crime to have thoughts. And it's like the immigration bill. When everybody figured out there was an amnesty bill and everybody called and phoned and brought attention to it, and they pulled it, kind of showed up again not too many months later, disguised as all kinds of other things. So this is what these politics do, is when something gets defeated, they'll either change the name to make it sound like something that it is not, or they will hide it in some large spending bill so nobody pays any attention to it. So it's, you got to keep vigilant with these people, because they're on a mission. It's a voting block. Now, obviously, next year all voting blocks are going to be important, so they're going to be pandering to everybody. I'm surprised I haven't seen the Sarah Brady's of the world out in full force after the situation that developed in Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, today they're coming out. They say the kid was bounced from home to home. He's suffering from depression. He felt like he was a loser in life, and obviously it's what caused him to do this. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I can't figure out where a 19-year-old would see life so badly that he elects to go out in a blaze of glory, his final shot at fame. I think it's part and parcel of our culture, where people want to become, it's self-worth, who feel that they need to become famous in order to achieve some sort of status in life. And it's unfortunate, but that's the society that we live in today. One could look back you could look back at the levels of education in the institutes of higher learning, otherwise known as puppy mills of socialism, otherwise the government education system, is an abject failure. And these kids are just, and I know I'm going to get all the emails from everybody going, well, it's mind control. No, it's not. This is a 19-year-old kid that obviously had learning problems, and the reason why kids have learning problems is because what they learn at school is so boring. God, I would even shoot myself. There's nothing that challenges the youth in the public curriculum of learning. The school must be completely boring because everything's so politically correct. I mean, they don't teach them history in any way, shape, or form. And the history they do teach them is so sanitized, and they don't revere the knowledge of the founding fathers because they were white racist slaveholders. I mean, this is the mentality. I mean, imagine if you're a kid. I would hate to be a 19-year-old kid growing up in this world that we live in today. The fact that he went out and he killed a whole bunch of people, that's very disturbing to me, because it shows a lack of well, it shows a lack of religion in someone's life. This is not to say that religion is the be-all and the end-all, but with Mike Huckabee's statement this week, which was very disturbing in and of itself, but one thing I will agree with him on is that religion has been taken out of the public square. And the reason that religion has been taken out of the public square, why can't we have the Ten Commandments displayed somewhere where someone can at least read them and find out that these ten little things that if you follow, you will live a pretty wholesome life. The reason that they are taken from the public square is because of the encroaching size of government. I mean, when you think about it, if we didn't have government schools, schools would be able to teach and preach anything they liked. But because they're a government entity and we have to deal with that unfortunate separation of church and state is a reason why we end up in the mess that we do. I mean, this is not rocket science. I mean, earlier this week we did a whole report on American kids' level of understanding of math and science, which should be number one, but America's way down the totem pole, somewhere around 24th. Why is this? I mean, that shouldn't be the fact. But nobody's challenging the teachers' union. Nobody's challenging the NEA. Nobody's challenging the president on his no child left behind theory. People just accept it as, well, there must be something else. Maybe it's because they're drinking diet soda. Well, let's ban diet soda. Why are kids getting fat? Well, maybe it's because they're eating McDonald's. Well, McDonald's needs to put up a menu that shows us where all the fat is. We've got to take out the trans fat. And it completely defeats the whole aim of the object. The reason why kids are fat is because we are consumed with this political correctness thing where we don't let kids be kids. Because why? Because we're afraid of lawsuits. I mean, one thing leads to another. I mean, there's all consequences of actions. And so, you know, when you try and figure out why a kid would do this, because I don't even understand how I'm a little different, and I've seen a lot of things in my life, and I can never understand how a human can kill another human being. Now, this is something we've spoken about before. I mean, it is an unnatural act to kill another human being. This is why, over extended periods of time, you've had people developing ways of killing people from further and further distances away, because it's a very traumatic experience to kill another human being. We prefer, if we're going to kill somebody, not to see them die. I mean, thanks to the advent of the bow and arrow, this enabled people to kill people from further distances away so they wouldn't have to go through that trauma. Now it's so sanitized, we can wipe out millions of people without even seeing the carnage and the death that we create because we bomb them from 30,000 feet. This is a problem that a lot of these kids coming back from Iraq have. This is a big problem. Nobody wants to talk about it. But these 19, 20-year-old kids that are coming back from Iraq who've actually experienced what it's like to kill somebody up close and personal, these people are going to be scarred for life. These people are going to be walking time bombs. This event that you saw unfold with a 19-year-old who had nothing to do with the military in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, he tried to join the military, and he was so psychotic that the military even rejected him. And he didn't do it once, he did it twice. You know, there was a Lieutenant Colonel Grossman. He's an author of many books. And he he wrote a book called Killology. And it was his book on killing, the psychological cost of learning to kill in war and society. And Lieutenant Colonel Grossman explores the darker side of man in much detail in this book. And his conclusions are startling, and it points out that there might still be some hope for humanity simply because we are not supposed to kill our own species. He found that, and it's not only Grossman that says this in his book, many people have said it, I've even said it, that he found that soldiers in two world wars, from all sides, had a firing rate of 15 to 20%. In other words, 80% of all soldiers never fired their rifles, and only about 2% aimed to kill. The rest deliberately missed their targets. He further found that most kills were from artillery or other long-range weapons, such as sniper rifles. The soldiers who did kill their enemies up close suffered terrible trauma for years afterwards. He goes on to explain a lot of other things, but good news. And I know we'll get into this more, but I was just trying to give you some sort of psychology of what this kid was up to. But anyway, great pleasure to welcome Reverend Ted Pike to the Flipside. How are you doing, Reverend?
Well, I'm just sorry we got our time zones mixed up, Robbie. I was anticipating that. I got you down here for 6:30 Pacific time. Evidently, that's anyway. Thank you so much for having me on and doing your part in this tremendous victory for freedom of speech.
No. You are the one that deserves all the credit, my friend. You were the one. I mean, as I said yesterday, I've been doing this every day for 15 years. You must probably have spent more time on air trying to get the word out in the last 6 months than I have been on the air in the last 15 years. I mean, you went over and above the call of duty to wake people up and get them motivated, and it's because of you, and you should take credit for it. And I'd just like to thank you on behalf of myself and all the listeners to the flip side.
Well, thank you so much. I keep telling all these hosts of Republic and the other networks that I can't do anything without you guys out there putting me on at a moment's notice. Sometimes this legislation and these opportunities come through so rapidly. In fact, this latest opportunity in conference to actually work to strip out the hate bill, we had to be very alert, and fortunately we've got a good 12 or 15 talk show hosts in alternative talk radio who literally will put me on at a moment's notice. And certainly John Stadtmiller did that throughout the last week, and as always, and it makes a tremendous difference, because what we saw again in this hate bill fight was that we were able to get some of the new right leaders, the Christian conservative leaders, to sound the alarm, but others simply for inexplicable reasons did not sound the alarm and take advantage of this tremendous opportunity. And so I've always had to fall back onto alternative talk radio, and I know that many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of our listeners on the Republic and Genesis networks did heed the call, got those calls going in there, and we had a smashing victory for freedom of speech. You know, the ADL just came out with an alert today that they consider the hate bill dead in this session of Congress. I'm not going to believe them, really, because Senator Kennedy does have a lively option of reintroducing the hate bill almost any time he wants to for the next 12 months. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed about that, but we do know that it's been a great setback. It's been a moral, psychological setback for them to have everything washed away and reversed. If you want to know the truth, it was their own Democratic ranks, something like 55 Democrats. 55 Democrats broke with the Democratic majority and decided to oppose any kinds of appropriations bill, which even included a hate bill. And so it was really the Democrats who did themselves in. They're most amazing. And then, of course, about 180 Republicans joined this rebellion in the House of Representatives against the hate bill, arms bill package. I believe it's a mighty work of God Almighty, causing confusion in the hate bill forces once again, and giving a most unexpected a second opportunity for freedom in America.
Well, I hate to throw water on this, but as I said to the audience previously, I mean, the fact that we defeated it this time is a great victory. But knowing the Ted Kennedys and the Nancy Pelosi's as we do,
yes,
I think Nancy Pelosi said she may even consider bringing the bill up again as a standalone.
I know.
We're speaking with Reverend Ted Pike. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life.
Welcome back to
What's the Point?
Well, every now and again, Monty Python is apropos in this music. You know, I want to, besides giving you great kudos for this, I also want to use you as an example to a lot of people out there to prove the point. because you have been tireless. I'm sure you got letters and emails saying, Reverend, God bless you for what you're doing, but you can't defeat this bureaucratic machine in Washington. And I'm sure all the roadblocks were put in front of you along your way, but you never gave up. You stuck to your principles, and you were successful. And I just hope a lot of other people take inspiration from what you did to help us get Ron Paul elected president of the United States. Because if you, one man, were able to defeat the powers that be in getting this legislation passed, which had overwhelming support before you started getting involved, I think it is a great illustration of what can be done. And it should give great hope to people out there that are frustrated and banging their heads against the wall thinking that we can't change the system.
Well, thank you so much, Robbie. Robbie, your signal is breaking up so much, I can get the general gist of your kind words, but not all the details. Actually, I'm on my cell phone again. And anyway, I certainly get the spirit of what you're saying, and I want again to especially thank all of the listeners of Republic Radio who've heard me on all the programs we've done with John Stattmiller and Rick Adams and Charlie Giuliani and others. It's just wonderful that we have this tremendous new venue for truth that literally leaps over the propaganda boundaries of traditional big media and three big TV networks and the liberal press and so on. And I really do encourage people to support Republic Broadcasting in this crucial time in history when internet free speech is under such attack. We need to take this window of opportunity now to speak literally as if our lives and our freedom of speech depend upon it. And you guys are doing a great job down there in Round Rock, Texas, and I applaud you and applaud all the people who do contribute and support your ministry.
Well, thank you, sir. My apologies for the connection. It's just one of those things that we have to deal with from time to time.
Robbie, everything seems to be going wrong on this program, but on the big picture, we've all gotten a whopper of a Christmas present at this Christmas season, which is at least perhaps another year of freedom of speech in the United States. So let's just take the big picture and rejoice in it all, okay?
Thank you, Reverend. Appreciate it, sir. Once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
There we have Reverend Ted Pike. Proves that one man can make a difference. And I hope it does give him inspiration, because everybody said he couldn't be done. One man couldn't do it, but he did it. And so if you've got an opportunity to get out and support Ron Paul in any way, shape, even if you think it's not going to make a difference, you'd be surprised it will make a difference. And we'll be hopefully bringing you live reports sometime during the course of tomorrow, live from the convention center with a whole bunch of friends who are all on the same page. So till Monday, hopefully we'll have a better connection. See you bye.